So there was a show tonight called Monday Night Raw, and there's a lot of stuff to get into about it. Isn't that right?
Ow. My ovaries.
Her ovaries popped.
Oh my god, Bray, why? Why do you have to do these things to me? That's just not nice. And he just abandons me because, you know, he's not on TV. By the way, can I just say, before we go on the air, I am really, really supremely happy I did not go to Raw tonight. So happy I did not buy tickets to go to that. Oh my god.
Right now, it's the Raw Post Show on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.
No, we're not from West Newbury. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You gonna beat Brock's ass cause you the doctor of the thugs? I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
I have options on how I handle this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. In that tweet, and however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to riot. And if that doesn't work, then by God, me and my friend Mark, we're going to stop watching.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
What has sort of become the norm around here. That's right. Dean Ambrose, a big part of Monday Night Raw. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented, as always, by PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your wrestling action figure stop motion needs from the one and only Matt Goldberg. He recently reviewed a Bray Wyatt figure that is part of someone's collection.
Yes. Both of my mini plastic families are complete. And they're so pretty.
The one with the mini plastic families is Lindsay Ward. I am Sir Rockin. Oh, man.
Hey, you know what? You call it a sickness. I call it a fondness. You know, whatever.
Tomato, tomato. It's sort of the same thing. So, we were in Hotlanta, Georgia tonight.
Yes, yes we were. We are in my hometown, and I am so happy I didn't pay to go to that show.
And Dean Ambrose started things off. Ambrose looks around and says, there is nothing more than he would like in this world than to be locked inside Hell in a Cell with Seth Rollins. Nowhere to run, just Dean Ambrose and Rollins, so he can brutalize and pummel him so bad that Seth wishes he never met Dean or even heard his name. Before we get there, well, he has a little something standing in his way, and it's stressing him out, pissing him off. And that's the 15-time WWE World Heavyweight Champion, John Cena. He has to get through John Cena first in a no-holds-barred contract on a pole match. He told John last week he had no problem dropping John, and he did that. Well, John did it to him on SmackDown. The Authority wanted him and John to tear each other apart to protect their golden boy, and Dean says that he will grab the contract, rip that the pole down, and beat John Cena senseless with it. Then he's going to bounce his head against the cell like a basketball, and there's nothing that John Cena or the Authority can do about it. Cue John Cena. He says Dean Ambrose needs to relax. He needs to relax because this match is made. This match is 2 weeks from now in Hell in a Cell. This is a match based on the noise that the WWE Universe wants to see. They know that each of them has a chance that the people want to see who will finally get their hands on the most wanted man in WWE, Seth Rollins. Why is Dean talking trash? Is it to get John Cena to leave his own unconscious again? Maybe. Dean walks out, maybe he doesn't. You know. Dean thanks John. He's going to do Dean a favor and give him some veteran advice. He tells Dean he has a match of his life in 2 weeks. He tells Dean to shut up and use those 2 weeks to get ready for the biggest match of his career. Dean sarcastically thanks John for his veteran advice, big brother. Dean says that he's ready. He's been ready to whoop John's Cena's ass for years. He tells John to not talk like it, to him like a chump or come out here and act like he's a friend. John tells Dean that his instability will cost him. If you try to drop him, you will see why John has been to the mountaintop 15 times. You will see why you are way out of your league. You will have a match in 2 weeks. He tells Dean to pipe down and get ready. Cue the authority at this point. And Triple H comes down and reminds everyone they have a match in 2 weeks to see who faces Seth Rollins in Hell in a Cell. He reminds everyone how much it will be. You know, $9.99. Crowd chanting along for it. Stephanie suggests that we see John Cena and Ambrose team up tonight in tag team action. Hunter's shocked. Like, what? Why? And he doesn't, you know, shocked at the idea of being partners because they won't be able to get along for more than 5 minutes. Steph says that's just bluster. It's, you know, a bunch of talk. She don't think they'll fight. They're afraid to fight. And then Hunter bets Stephanie to see if, well, which one's right. And, you know, it's the standard amount. And then Steph says it will be a triple threat tag team match. The Usos versus the Dust Brothers versus Ambrose and Cena. And that was your opening segment.
Dean was fantastic.
Yes, he was.
I mean, there really isn't, or I should say aren't many that can top Dean Ambrose on the microphone. He just really is that good on it.
He's hitting his stride right now.
He is completely hitting his stride, and hey, WWE, you want your next top guy? There he is, right there.
I just like the idea of a bet between Steph and Hunter.
Oh, it's entertaining as hell.
I was hoping for more than what it became, but, you know.
Well, it's, you know.
This is the bet we see, and you never know what other things.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is the PG side of the bet. We don't know what else there could be. Standard amount could be anything, y'all.
If you put your minds there.
They are married, so you know anything could go there. But my only complaint about this segment is Cena really talking down to Dean.
Uh-huh.
And, like, let me give you some veteran advice, and, you know, basically you need to sit down and shut up. Like, Dean's some rookie that just fell off the turnip truck yesterday. I'm sorry. Wasn't Dean a part of the group that whooped your ass for the better part of 6 months?
Yep.
So, you know, I'm pretty sure he understands how to get your number. Just saying. So, you know, why don't you just, like, step down off your soapbox there and, you know, maybe actually take him a little bit more seriously? Because that whole unstable thing, maybe it's just an act, John. And maybe he's just doing it to fuck with you.
Maybe. So we have the opening as Kane Kins pulls a Tim in the chat room getting times wrong. Good job, Kane Kins. Be on top of things better.
God. Dude, you're back from the wedding.
Yes, he is.
Did you wear a nice dress?
Dean Ambrose and John Cena versus Golden Stardust versus the Usos in a non-titled triple threat tag team match. They shook things up. It wasn't a six-man tag. Six people, but it wasn't a six-man tag, and this was actually entertaining.
It was entertaining.
We saw everyone fly, including John Cena and Dean Ambrose, in this matchup. But in the end, an attitude adjustment on Stardust and the double underhook DDT to Goldust. Cena pinned Stardust. You're a winner. Ambrose and Cena.
Well, looks like they didn't fight.
No, they actually got along pretty well. They were actually tagging back and forth for a while, too.
I'm the John Cena heel turn that we're never going to get. Deal with it. Kidding.
Kidding. After the match, Triple H and Stephanie came out and, you know, Hunter had to do the thing I hate doing and admit someone's right.
Gee, the woman's right.
Oops. Anyway, we'll talk. Anyway. Hunter says he hates to be wrong, and, well, he has to pay up his bet. And, of course, it's $1. The whole Trading Places $1. I pop for that. Trading Places is a great movie, just so everyone knows. Hunter says he hates to be wrong. Maybe if they don't have the right motivation. You both want a shot. Seth Rollins inside Hell in a Cell. Forget waiting to see who gets the shot. Let's do this. Hang contract on the pole and put it in the corner. Rip flesh. Break bones. One of you is going to get the chance to face Seth Rollins inside Hell in a Cell. It'll be one that takes down a contract, and they'll be here tonight, because tonight hell starts for both of you.
Mole. Moly, 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 mole. Mole.
I like the segment. I like that they're doing it on the show, too.
Mole.
Anything else?
Mole.
AJ Lee and Layla take on Paige and Alicia Fox. Layla leaves AJ, but hey, look at this. AJ won the match with the Shining Wizard. After the match, he chases Layla up the ramp. AJ sends Layla into the ringside barricade a few times, takes a belt, and skips away.
Okay, I'd like to point out that Layla couldn't possibly wrestle in this match because the top she wore could not sustain a wrestling match. Like, when she walked out and she's standing there, I'm like, seriously? I mean, seriously? You're going to wear, like, a strip of shirt as a tube top to wrestle in? Like, honey, you got some girls. There ain't no way those are staying in there. You know, at least get something that's going to hold them in. You know?
Yeah, her and Paige were sort of having issues.
Yeah, Paige was having issues as well.
They just... Anyway, we'll get to that in a minute. So yeah, AJ wins. So there you go. She survives her partner turning on her. We go backstage, and Hunter and Steph are in their office talking, and Warden enters. He says that before he goes out and destroys Dolph Ziggler days to prove that he's best in the ring, he wants to set one thing straight. Seth Rollins says that he's the future of the company, but that means the future is a long way off. He wants the spotlight on him, which is okay as long as, you know, you don't take Randy Orton. Randy knows that Dean or Cena can beat Seth any day. Randy wants a match at Hell in a Cell. He will face the guy who does not face, you know, Seth at Hell in a Cell. It'll be either Orton vs. Cena, or Randy Orton vs. Dean Ambrose in the main event at Hell in a Cell in the Cell.
You know what? Randy Orton vs. John Cena is a sacrifice I'm willing to sit through if we get Seth and Dean in the Cell at Hell in a Cell. Just saying.
Just saying. So, good little segment. Randy Orton trying to work his way into a match at Hell in a Cell.
It seems like Randy Orton, the way that they're writing him, is he's struggling to maintain his relevance. That he's slowly being overlooked and replaced by Seth Rollins, and he's not very happy about it.
No, he's not. We then have Dolph Ziggler, Randy Orton, really good match.
Mm-hmm, very good match.
Impressive RKO out of nowhere.
Yes.
That was straight out of a video game right there. Throwing him from the powerbomb position and right into the RKO. I was impressed. Very nice stuff. Orton is your winner. A really, really long match. Really impressive match. And it's basically, if you've seen Randy Orton and Dolph Ziggler, you know how good this could be. And it was tonight.
Yes, it was. The two mix very well together.
I should mention, before this match, we had the Eric Rowan promo from last week.
Poor Eric. Honey, if you need a home, come see me. I'll give you a home.
After the match, Seth Rollins came out, and, well, Ziggler standing up. The curb stomp to Ziggler. Sort of building tension between Mr. Rollins and Mr. Orton.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go on that one. Which leads to Seth Rollins versus Jack Swagger. Not as good as the previous match that we just saw. But it was a solid match between the two.
Yeah, Rollins and Swagger just didn't mix.
And coming off of the previous match, they were had a hard road to climb.
I would agree with that.
Rollins held the tights. Roll up. 3 count. Your winner, Seth Rollins. After the match, worked in with the RKO to Swagger. And then Orton and Rollins have some words. Orton and Rollins, yeah, have some words. So there you go. Building tensions. Like, we're going to get... Are we getting Rollins versus Orton as a match right now? No. No.
I'd be kind of interested in seeing that.
It'd be an interesting match, yes. Yes, it would. But it's not happening anytime soon, at least. We backstage with Renee Young. She's talking to Dean Ambrose.
Renee, try not to look, you know, too much in love with your boyfriend there. Just
well, she's very proud of her man.
Oh, I know she is. It's just she's giving him these puppy dog eyes during the interview, and it's like, Renee, honey, I know you love him, and it's perfectly fine that you love him, but, you know, back off. You're going to get the fangirls on you, and you don't want that. Just saying.
Dean, why are they calling it the minute? Anyway, she asked Dean about a second match tonight. What can we expect? Dean says not to expect him to be a nice guy. Don't expect him to be nice to John Cena. Triple H knows that. When he says anytime, anywhere, he means it. He gets to the next step. 2 weeks early, he puts John Cena in his place. 2 weeks early, Hell in a Cell, he will send Seth Rollins to hell. He tells Cena he gets to sit next to Rollins because they are both on the highway to hell.
Great promo. It's Dean Ambrose on the mic. How can you complain about it?
We then have Tom Phillips interviewing Big Show.
Most awkward transition ever.
Hey, look at that. They just made a 3-on-2 handicap match. Ooh.
What are you watching?
The post show. You have Hunter and Steph bickering back and forth, upping each other on the post show. On the backstage pass on the network. Big Show tells Tom that there's one thing that he left out. After he beat Rusev, he knocked him out and proved Rusev that he's not unbeatable. He proved that Rusev has a glass jaw and he will shatter it. Henry got close, but if someone's going to carry 318 million Americans and... The ones here in Hotlanta, he'll put them on his shoulders. He will show Rusev exactly what he learned in sensitivity training. So, good segment. Crowd sort of starts to get behind Big Show. And then we have, you know, Lana in the ring. She cuts a promo. She says that you celebrate Columbus Day where you celebrate Christopher Columbus discovering this horrible country. Some would say that he's stubborn and egomaniac who got lost. Lana says that some would say that Columbus was not very nice to the Indians. They are put on reservations and built casinos. The Americans are stubborn but will lose their money faster than the Atlanta Braves will lose baseball games.
Yep.
And this started the tomahawk chant in the crowd. Which was amazing. And then she told the fans were chanting USA. Rusev tells Big Show, your actions will have consequences. If you have a spine, I will rip it out with my hands and rip it off. You will fail. Just like Mark Henry, you will be crushed. I like that they built heat for this match.
I like that they built heat for this match as well.
Because it's like... Man, the crowd was really into it at the start.
They got a tomahawk chop, you know, chop chant. That's pretty good.
And even during the match, and then Big Show did one and chopped Rusev in the chest. That was awesome.
You know, of course, to be fair, just about anything will get a tomahawk chant in Atlanta. We are painfully in denial about our baseball team. Just, you know, pointing that out.
You gotta stand up to Lana for what she did, for what she said.
No, because she's right.
So we had Big Show and Rusev. Solid match. It was as painful as I thought it would be. Rusev wins by disqualification when Mark Henry came out and broke up the accolade after it was applied for the second time on Big Show after the match. Henry and Big Show checked on one another, then they surrounded Rusev, and then eventually Rusev got knocked out by Big Show on the outside. What do you think?
I honestly didn't pay attention, sorry. I like Lana. I really do. The best thing to me about Rusev is Lana.
Yes.
She's the most interesting thing about him, and just, I really have no interest in Rusev at this point, because it's like, her point has been proven, and I want them to do something more interesting than USA versus Russia. And until they do that, it's just, anything that they show me just doesn't do it for me, because I'm honestly really kind of bored with this and really bored with what they're doing with him, because it's the same old shtick over and over and over again. I've seen it every week now ever since Rusev debuted. And as much as I like Lana, it's just like, you know, yeah, okay, cool. He's Russian. He can beat an American. Great. What else can he do?
Like, the best thing The Rock did was he said, forget the USA versus Russia crap. It's, we just hate you. We just hate you.
Yeah, I mean, it's something of, if that's really the only thing that they can use to generate heat for you, for why? Rusev, then maybe they need to, it's something that, you can't do that for his entire career, unless his career's gonna be the span of a year.
Right.
So it's just like, you know, at this point, Rusev just doesn't do anything for me. Doesn't motivate me to watch him at all, because he's just kind of boring.
Yeah, I agree with that. Sheamus was in the back. He made a promo. Renee talked to Sheamus, asked him about masks. Sheamus says, there's one thing worse than the Miz, and that's two Mizes. Whatever you call him, it is a bad rash you cannot get rid of. He is the cure. Two bro kicks. Bam. That's it. That's all it is. Simple as that.
Two bro kicks.
Yeah. One to Miz and one to Mizdow.
But they're the same person, so if he kicks Miz, Mizdow will sell it.
Yes, he will. We'll talk about that here in a second. As we go to the next match, we're going to skip over the celebrity in the crowd, because, you know, Chrisley knows best.
No, he doesn't.
Sheamus versus Miz, and the best part of this was not the match. It was Damian Mizdow on the outside.
Okay, no, before we get to Damian Mizdow on the outside, we need to talk about Sheamus' beard. Because he's getting fluffy, okay? There is only one fluffy ginger on this show, in this company, and that is Eric Rowan. Sheamus, you cannot have that spot, okay? Until that beard of Eric Rowan's gets shaved, you cannot have the fluffy ginger spot. Shave your face immediately. Thank you.
Now back to Mizdow.
Now back to Mizdow.
Selling everything, even doing the hold. It was tremendous. I was laughing my ass off.
Oh, the best thing about this whole gimmick is Mizdow, honestly. He's just perfect in this. I love him to death. The ninja roll. He did a fucking ninja roll to get next to Miz so he could sell it.
To sell the figure after Miz was hurt, after his knee was hurt. It was tremendous.
It was awesome.
So, after that, as she mentioned, they did an injury on the outside. They both try to crawl in the ring. Sheamus pulls out Sandow. He does a bro kick to Sandow. Miz rolled on under and then rolled out the other side and beat the count for the 10 count. And the winner of that, as a result of a count out, the Miz.
I thought that was really clever on his part.
It was. It really was.
It was a very creative fit.
It really was. Backstage, we had Natalya, Brie Bella, Rose Mendez, Naomi knock on Nene's door. Cameron walks by with Nikki Bella, and Cameron bumps into Naomi, and Nene and Cameron have some words, and they both say, girl, bye, and that leads us to Cameron, Nikki, and Summer versus Brie, Natalya, and Naomi, with Rosa and Nene Leakes in the corner of the good girls. Solid match. Brie eventually beats Nikki for the 1-2-3. Best use of celebrities so far, because they really didn't do much tonight. they learn from their mistakes.
Yeah, they're not going to let them get in the ring and do what they did last week. They're not going to make that mistake again. That's very, very clear.
And Brie has now taken over Daniel Bryan's kick pads. And...
Well, she did have to sleep with him to get his, so...
Yeah, now, so would he wear hers to sleep with her?
I guess.
Because she is the kick pad whore, according to Daniel Bryan, on Total Divas, which you can catch the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 5 review now, and episode 6 and 7, I should say, coming out this week. We then had Renee Young talk with John Cena. John says that you can hear the WWE Universe, and they're fired up. The same city host of WrestleMania 27 gets a special treat. They get a main event from Hell in a Cell. He goes one-on-one with Dean Ambrose. The match has been buzzing. A week ago, they saw Dean Ambrose leaving, laying unconscious. They were chanting, Ambrose, Ambrose, Ambrose. People get to say the same thing in Ambrose that he does. Ambrose is the only one who has the guts to stand in the ring with John Cena. No, other people did, John. You just didn't take it seriously. Guts is not enough. You need to grab the contract and hold on to win this match. The Authority thinks him and Dean will rip each other to pieces. There won't be any hot dog carts, Miz TV, or $1 bets because he isn't Billy Ray Valentine. If that is necessary, he will do it. You'll see the brightest star in the WWE go one-on-one with the man who runs this place. There you go. Thoughts?
I wish John Cena would go away so much.
Why is that?
I'm just over him. I'm sorry. I really am just over John Cena. And this is not him as a person. Him as a person, he's a saint. Okay, he really is. For everything he does for the company, for everything he does for charity, the man is a damn saint. But in terms of his character, I'm over it. I'm over him pretty much no-selling everything in terms of an emotion. Like, we barely got fear out of him when he had to face Brock Lesnar. We barely got anger. We barely got anything from him in terms of any kind of real emotion. And he's just the same thing over and over and over again. And the fact that he's acting like he's had no challenges this year, which is basically, you know, an F you to everybody he's faced this year, is really kind of irritating. Like, I don't know why, but it's like I'm waiting. I really want to see at this point John Cena snap or go crazy or do something. Anything. Because it's like he's faced opponent after opponent after opponent who have tried to wear him down. Who have tried to bring this other dark side of him out. To bring out those emotions that he continually masks with jokes and, you know, his happy-go-lucky attitude. And you can be positive and you can be happy and you can be all these things, but eventually you have to let your emotions out or it's going to eat you alive. And it's like, I'm waiting for that to happen with John Cena. Because nobody can go through what this guy has gone through and be fine. Be 100% wakes up every morning and he's fine.
Right. No, you're right about that. And it came off very disrespectful on how he, you know, talked about certain people and sort of blew some of his recent, you know, opponents off. I'm not going to mention many names on that one, but
I'll mention it. I'll call him out. I've been calling him out on it for months. You know, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, again, and you mentioned disrespectful. It's disrespectful, again, to someone like Dean Ambrose.
Yes, it is.
You know, where it's Dean Ambrose should be, everybody should be considered a legit threat to Cena. Within reason.
Yes.
Dean Ambrose should be one of those people. Because, again, I will throw out there and I will mention it. Dean Ambrose was a part of the Shield. The Shield beat your ass, Cena, for the better part of 6 months.
Brock Lesnar beat your ass 2 months ago.
Bray Wyatt beat your ass.
And stepped right up into your face.
Yes. I mean, it's something of, it's like, But nothing phases him. Nothing gets to him. And that's not an accurate human reaction. Because everything gets to us. Whether we try and let it or not. Everything gets to you. And yeah, you can laugh some things on. And yeah, you know, yeah, you can just be like, oh yeah, you know, whatever, I don't care. But eventually something gets to you. And eventually you have to let that out. And it's just, they don't do that with him. Ever. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of them booking Cena strong. You know what? I want to see John Cena lose. I want to see John Cena lose every single goddamn match he has from now until for the next 3 years. I want to see you take John Cena and turn him into Zack Ryder and make him work his way back up. Because that would be way the fuck more interesting than the John Cena we're getting now. That would be a way better role model for kids than the John Cena we're seeing now. Because the John Cena that we're seeing now doesn't really have any adversity to go up against.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know what? Give him some adversity. Give him some real life adversity. We all stumble. We all fall down. And we all have to pick ourselves up. And you want to teach kids, you want to give people a good role model, you want to teach kids how to do that, guess what? Have their hero do that. Have their hero stumble and fall and be forced to pick himself back up and work his way back up to the top.
Now that we stalled enough so my DVR would work...
The world is a very scary place. The ones who are meant to protect you are the ones that you should fear most. I used to be afraid. But she came to me. She whispered in my ear. She told me that I was special. That I would never truly be alone. She said, you'll have the spirit by your side, boy. A spirit that will guide you on this journey. A spirit that represents who you truly are. As you walk alone on this journey, boy, all that you shall leave behind is smoke, desolation, damnation. It's coming. You said I was in an episode.
I don't have to remember him, Nicholas.
Give that man his own horror movie. Just give it to him. Please, for somebody, for the love of God, give that man his own horror movie.
I love that I have a DVR that works now on the computer.
It's amazing. But yeah, that promo, oh my Jesus, that promo.
Her ovaries popped.
I have a feeling Bray Wyatt's about to get a lot more creepier, a lot more scarier, and a lot more uglier. And it's going to be amazing when it happens.
I'm agreeing with her. Main event time, John Cena, Dean Ambrose. Contract on pole, no holds barred match.
No. It's not contract on a pole. Just call it what it really is. Seth Rollins' ass on a pole.
Seth Rollins' ass on a pole to face him in the Hell in a Cell, and the loser faces Randy Orton. So we're sitting here. Oh, here comes the Authority. They came out, and she heard right before the break. Then Seth Rollins comes out, and oh, yeah, hey, look, it's Randy Orton. And then we said, oh, Kane went home.
Or Kane's in L.A.
Nope. Kane was right there. Showed up. Dean Ambrose versus John Cena. Typical match. They both went for the pole early, but, you know, they had a match. They brought up on the stage. They came back. Both, and then we had the Authority. All the Authority members get involved. They're all beating each other up. And then at some point, we have Kane getting an AA. And at that point, Ambrose climbs the little turnbuckle, grabs the contract, teases John Cena, pulls it down. Your winner, Dean Ambrose.
There is a god.
Yes, yes, there is. It's Dean Ambrose versus Seth Rollins at Hell in a Cell. It'll be Randy Orton and John Cena in a Hell in a Cell. And next week, according to the authority, it'll be a 3-on-2 handicapped street fight. Ambrose and Cena versus the authority members next week. After Raw, they had Cena endorse Ambrose.
Because you can't put that crap on TV.
It's on the network for $9.99.
Again, you can't put that crap on TV. No.
I think that would have hurt Ambrose on TV, though.
What, for John Cena to endorse him?
Yeah, raise his hand and all that stuff. I think that would have hurt. It doesn't fit for what Ambrose needs right now. He should not be supported by John Cena. At least that's me. I think that hurts Dean more than helps Dean. It's like the kiss of death.
Sure.
That's the way I think of it. I think the John Cena's support is a kiss of death to Dean Ambrose. But that's me. What did you think of the main event?
It was kind of underwhelming. It had its moments, but overall it was just kind of like, okay, let's get this over with, because the second the authority came out, you knew there were going to be shenanigans. And I'm sitting here going, okay, if John Cena wins, I'm getting in my car, I'm driving downtown, and I'm having a talk with somebody about this, because, yeah, that's not what needs to happen. But thankfully, that's not what happened. Dean Ambrose has the contract, so we're getting Dean and Seth in the Cell. The sacrifice for that is Randy versus John, which I'm more than happy to accept. And finally, John Cena is potentially out of this feud, at least for right now. Please, God.
My only problem is they're calling John Cena and Randy Orton the main event. Why? Why?
Because it's John Cena and Randy Orton, and because Randy Orton's being a little asshole right now about everything, they're going to put him in the main event. Like, that's how they're gonna, that's the sacrifice for getting Dean versus Seth in the Cell, is it's gonna be Randy and John, and they're gonna be their main event. Or that's what they're gonna turn them as, the main event, because I guarantee you they're gonna open with the Cell.
And it'll be Ambrose and Rollins to open the show.
Yes. And they're gonna get it out of the way early. And then you'll close the show with Orton versus Cena. Because the thing is there is no Brock Lesnar on the show, which means there is no WWE title. So you have to put your biggest names in the main event.
No, you have to put your hottest feud in the main event, and that's the Ambrose versus Seth Rollins.
They're not going to acknowledge that Dean and Seth is the hottest feud.
Yeah, I know. But on that note, that's been another edition of the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll talk more about this Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for The Rack.
Yes, because, well, we might have a surprise, we might not. I know we promised one last week, and, well, it may be kind of sort of got bumped to this week, so just tune in, watch our Facebook and our Twitters on Wednesday, because, well, we may have an announcement on that day. So, you know, you may want to go get some ice, because it could be a little hot. Just saying. But yeah, otherwise, tune in. We've got discussions. We've got news. I know we promised we weren't going to tease it. And you know, I've kept my mouth shut it, you know, for how long?
NXT news stuffs. She's evil. Evil. I see evil in her.
Kane Kittens, we need to have a talk.
She's so evil, evil, evil person she is. I see it in her.
Yep.
Anyway, RackRadioShow.com, WTR The Rack on Facebook, WTR The _ Rack, and WTR The Rack on Facebook. Saturday night, The Rack Extra told you it was season 3, episode 6 and 7 out this weekend. CB Radio live Saturday night, midnight-ish, Saturday night. The weird, the wacky, the unusual. Can you tell? Throw it off, because, you know. Follow the show on Twitter at CB Radio, WTR on Facebook.com, so Sick Robots and Bandits. Check out the brand new website, CBRadioLive.com. Sunday night, WTR Sunday night. 10 p.m. Eastern at WTR Sunday Night and Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. Back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio and Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LynnSward, LANSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LynnSward, same as the Twitter. And, of course, listen to The Rack every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com.
And if you don't, she will yank out your teeth. I'm Sir Rockin'. That's Lindsay Ward, thanks to PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. We'll see you Thursday for The Rack, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I'm such a demon. I see heroes dying. I taste blood that's drying.